Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him, he's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Back and better than ever for 2019, it's the Nate Darling Show in full effect with Jason and Kareem. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Got a lot to get to today. We have been away for a bit, so we're divvying it up. We'll talk about Christmas this episode. We'll talk about New Year's on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of other stuff in between, including the Golden Globes. We're going to talk Bird Box.
Oh.
Is Kareem judging?
Yes.
And there was a lot of stuff that had to do with Florida and eating establishments.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, it was a busy, busy week. So let's get right into it. How was your Christmas, Jason?
It was Christmas. I got sick. I got sick. So the last week that we recorded the podcast, I got sick and I ended up missing work on Friday before Christmas. And so look like. So I got they put me on Tamiflu. And I felt better by Sunday afternoon, I would say. Monday. It could have just been a placebo effect.
Sure. Or it could have run its course.
Or it could have run its course already. I didn't think I had the flu because I didn't have some of the symptoms that are more prevalent, but I also got the shot.
Okay.
So then my symptoms would be milder. If I got it, possibly. So that was pretty much the biggest portion of it. It was great seeing CJ get so excited and see all of her cousins. I guess that's the thing that I appreciate about the holidays more now as a father and seeing it is just the being together with other people and family and having a reason to see the kids get together and stuff like that.
Sure.
So, but not normally.
Nice. Kareem, how about you?
It was good. We did our Christmas Eve thing early because my daughter's mom went to North Dakota to spend Christmas with them.
Right.
But that was fun. And then, it was fun until they broke out the karaoke machine.
Oh, man, yeah. That's usually my cue too.
And then the kids start arguing, fighting about the karaoke machine. So that kind of ended the night. So that was that. But it was still a good night up until that point. It was a good Christmas because the people that I bought presents for actually appreciated what they got.
Right.
So we went to my girlfriend's sister's house for Christmas Day, and so one of her nieces. I've been buying books. They're biracial kids, but their mom pretty much doesn't raise them like she raises them white, pretty much. So I've been getting the older one books on black books. And so the book I got her this time was a book about, it was like an adventure book, but it was like set in Nigeria. So all of the gods and whatnot in the book are of African descent.
Okay.
And so she started reading before we left the house. Like she left us to go upstairs and start reading the book. And then the other one asked for puzzles. So I got her a 3D puzzle and she was putting that together while we were there.
Cool.
So, and then my goddaughter gave me her favorite book for Christmas this year. And that's because every year, every birthday, Christmas, since she's been on the planet, she's gotten a book. So she finally gave me a book back, but she gave me her favorite book. So that was like the best part of
it. It was Killing Lincoln by Bill O'Reilly.
No. Thank God.
Man. What book was it?
I have to look at the picture to tell you.
Well, my answer was funnier.
It was.
It was. Just say yes.
Jason, you got a smoker?
Yeah, I got a Weber smoker. A Smoky Mountain smoker is what I think it's called. Weber Smoky Mountain. Yeah.
How's that working out?
Amazing. The first here's the thing, is it's one of those gifts that I had never even considered having one, because right. I generally associate the people that smoke meat as a certain type of person, you know.
Maybe I have a big stupid mustache.
I know. It's like I'm a fucking walking cliche, bro.
You're becoming that guy.
But anyhow, so yeah, so like it wasn't necessarily on my list. Like, if anything, if I were to spend money on something, I would want to just get a new Weber grill, because I use that a lot more, because it's quick and to the point, and you know, that's how I make dinner sometimes. So I wasn't sure if I want, Chris is like, I got this. I don't know if you want it. You can take it back if you want. And I thought about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I decided to fire it up, because that's what you had. I did a bunch of reading about it for like the whole day, pretty much.
Watch YouTube videos.
Yep. Exactly. Just to make sure that I knew to know if I wanted it or not.
Right. To know if it was going to be too much of a pain in the ass to use.
Yeah, absolutely. Which it is, kind of. I find out, you know, you want to smoke at least something once or twice in it before you actually use it. That's what a lot of people say. But at the same time, one of the guys that I watched was like, Weber, it does this for like what they do. Use it how they instruct you to use it, and you're going to get the best meat out of it.
Yeah, I love it when people have like a, oh no, you got to do this with it. Yeah, like, they don't know.
And there's so many people that do, like, really, like, there's a few improvements that you could do on it if you really wanted to, which they would probably do themselves if you bought like an even more deluxe version of it. Following Christmas that weekend, I smoked two racks of baby back ribs and a chicken.
Saw that on Facebook.
It turned out amazing. Like, it was 5 hours. It kind of stayed at its own temp the whole time. I didn't have to do much to it at all. It stayed where it needed to. I still was nervous about it. So I was like, I'm going to do this again. And I want to do it with like two chickens. I want to do two chickens. It'll be really inexpensive. Like, you can get two chickens and cut them in half yourself, chop them up. Just straight up in half.
Right.
For $11. Mm-hmm. Like, $11, that's a lot of meat for $11. So I decided to do that. I had it. I started brining it. And of course, as I actually had bought it, and it, like the day I decided whether or not I should even do anything, it's going to be really stormy on Sunday also.
It was. It was stormy as fuck on Sunday.
So, like, I mean, gusts of like 40 miles an hour, like 50, like 50, right? Like
power outages.
It was fucking nuts.
The birdhouse in the yard blew over.
We
lost power here for a good 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, we lost power for about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In the Golden Globes.
Yeah, right before I took the meat off, like right when I was getting ready to take the meat out of the smoker. So I had to operate a smoker in like thunder, raining, like thunderstorm rain, with winds, gusts of winds and stuff like that outside.
You know what's next, Kareem?
What?
Jason's Smokehouse.
Yeah. And it turned out awesome. Like, and I mean, I had to add coal, which you shouldn't necessarily have to, but I know for a fact that either water got inside somehow, or wind just blew out the coals.
That could be.
Yeah. Because some of those gusts, and especially where I decided to do it, I did it in a kind of confined area where wind was just blowing straight in. Like, a bunch of rookie mistakes. But 4 hours, 3.5 hours in the smoker, and I got great chicken. So maybe you guys try it later. And
Jason did bring us a sample.
He did.
Of course, I saw the very proud smoker moment on Facebook and had to comment, Kareem and I thank you for the invite.
Exactly. And I've been in your neighborhood all the damn time.
Yeah, but here's the number one thing, though, that I read about smokers, like in smoking meat. Like,
don't give it to people you like.
Well, the first time is not, you're not going to succeed. Like,
right.
The first time you're not going to succeed. Like, aim low.
Right.
And I didn't want to aim low with my friends and my buddies. I'd rather, get it dialed into where I know what to do.
Aim low with your family. They can't reject you.
Exactly. But also, like, I have a pizza in the freezer for us. You know what I mean? Like,
there you go.
If it doesn't work out, I can throw it away and I can make us dinner, like, very quickly.
Have you tried smoking a pizza?
Oh, my God. Not since I got really high years ago.
Just throwing it out there. I mean, hey, make maybe. That pizza low and slow.
Make it low and slow. Yeah, so I kept it at 225. Pretty much like for the ribs and the meat, like I was able to keep it at about 225 the whole time. It was awesome. This time it was spiking up and down. So eventually I had to add coal. So like it was.
Did you just take that you had in your stocking?
What's that?
Did you just take the coal out of your stocking?
Yeah, all of it. I had some left over.
Ironically, coal would have been a great gift this year because you got the smoker.
Yeah, yes. It would have been. So I'm enjoying it so far.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we went up to Reading, as is tradition, for Christmas. And my mother-in-law's birthday is the 23rd. And I have other aunts. Leslie has aunts in that family who have birthdays a couple days after Christmas. So one of her, one of the other sisters said, here is everybody's birthday and Christmas present. And she rented a party bus to go look at the Christmas lights around Reading. And there are, you wouldn't necessarily expect this, but there are two or three neighborhoods around Reading where they do it up huge. Like, on TV special huge. Like, the whole block.
Wow.
Which is really, really cool. It's a great idea. Here's the problem.
Everybody gets drunk.
Nope. No, not everybody got drunk. That was, they had alcohol. There was that. We had that option.
Sorry, my family.
was an option. The problem is, if you've ever been on a party bus, what are the windows?
Tinted.
What does it look like when you look out of tinted windows?
Soft.
Right. So looking out of tinted windows at the Christmas lights, not necessarily the greatest view. I mean, it was nice.
Yeah,
it was a great idea, and there were a couple of times where we actually stopped and got out.
Yeah,
and in fact, I was able to get a couple of really good photos. One of Leslie's grandmother, who's 93, I believe, and then Leslie's mom, as they were looking at the Christmas lights.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, really, really nice photos. So we'll get those printed up and. Then we'll have something. Because when you've got a grandmother who's 92, 93 years old, you go, well, she's looking great now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know there's only so many more.
Yes.
And it may be 5, it may be 10. You just don't know.
Yeah.
Or this might be the last time she's physically able to, like, go out and look at the lights and do something like that.
Just takes getting sick once.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, at that age, you definitely...
Yeah, no,
And to affect your mobility to be able to go somewhere and do something like that. Yeah. So that was kind of cool. We had the white elephant, and...
What did you come away with?
I came away with... Oh, God, I'm going to forget. No, I remember now, because Leslie wanted this set of bowls. It was a set of bowls and a $20 bill. So, and Leslie loved this set of bowls. Now, by the time my number came up, it had been stolen twice, not for the bowls, but for the money. And I said, what do you want? Because I'm like, well, I can pick something. There's nothing that's been chosen so far that I'm like, yeah, I really want to steal that. She's like, I really want the bowls. I'm like, all right.
Oh, man. Dirty.
So we got the bowls. We got the bowls, and she got the bowls, and I got the cash.
That sounds like a plan.
So that's what I came away with.
And then what did she get?
The bowls. Oh, I don't remember what she ended up with. But she ended up with the bowls is really the important thing.
Yeah. That's always what matters.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you just got to do. And then we came back here, and we had Christmas with my father-in-law. My mother-in-law had been sick leading up to Christmas. She'd been in the hospital. She'd had pneumonia. And she'd only gotten out a few days before we went to look at the lights. So she was all bummed out. She's like, I didn't get to go shopping. I didn't get to do anything this year. So basically she gave cash, which always a good gift.
Yeah.
Always a solid gift. And nobody was like, how dare you only give me cash?
How dare you?
How dare you? And we took our niece shopping.
Oh, that's fun.
Christmas Eve.
Oh, shit. That must have been nuts.
We went to Walmart and we went to the mall.
And that probably was like 8 hours.
It, you know, here's a fun fact about Walmart in Reading. The men's socks, underwear, and t-shirts are under lock and key. I shit you not. Man. They're behind glass. So you have to find a Walmart associate, because we were buying pocket t-shirts for one of Leslie's uncles. Thankfully there was one right there, and I'm like, you, t-shirts. And he goes, I have to bring these up to register 6. I'm like, what? So I had to go check out at register 6. Meanwhile, our niece...
Man, that is so nuts.
It's insane.
That's surreal. And we're not talking about like downtown San Francisco. We're not talking about the Mission.
Well, we might as well be.
But that's what, like...
Yeah. We might as well be, with the amount of homelessness and drug abuse that goes on there.
Oh, man.
Because that doesn't even happen here around SAC.
Yeah. I've never seen it before.
Yeah. It's like the razors, I get that.
Right.
The perfumes, all right, I get that.
I've seen that forever.
I have not seen socks and underwear behind glass until now. it was amazing. We went through and we were picking out a doll for our niece, and she was with us. We didn't know which one she wanted. And so we're buying it so their Santa could give it to her. And we came up with this plan that we were going to tell her that we were buying this for a little girl about her age down here in Sacramento for a friend, and have her help pick it out, see which one, you know.
Yeah.
She would get. And her mom is like, well, that's not going to work. She's really smart. And I said, she's really smart for a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny that. She is really smart. She's also 6.
Yeah.
She's also 6. So, and that was the first thing we did. We saw it. There was a display. She picked out the one. It was the same one that I had said, that's the one we should get her. Anyway, but we had other stuff to get. So that went into the cart first, and we had other stuff. And the whole idea was we were bringing her around to buy gifts for her mom and dad and grandma and grandpa Christmas. So she was dialed into, what am I going to get at my mom? What am I going to get my dad?
Yeah.
And so fast forward to Christmas morning, she opens it up and she's all stoked and she has no fucking idea because she's 6.
Yeah.
No idea that this is what's going on. Actually, no, it was Santa. We do the Santa for the kids at White Elephant. But she, you know, she's 6.
Yeah.
She's smart, and she's 6. And then her mom, who I do not know what would possess someone to say this, then goes, well, I guess Santa went shopping at Walmart.
Oh, God.
Well... And again, it's just a pew, because she's 6, but...
That's so not nice.
Wow.
I mean, it...
She doesn't know where it came from?
Of course not. Of course not.
All she knows is she got what...
Well, here's the thing. It was the thing that she had asked Santa for.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, well, if they're only at Walmart. Hmm. Well, she knows that, because that's what you see on TV.
Yeah.
Because she's smart, but she's 6. So, and there were a bunch of dolls there too. So, it's not like there was only the one doll.
Right.
There were a bunch of dolls there. So, anyway, that was fun. And then we finished paying off the Christmas gifts. My father-in-law and I went to the Kings game on Saturday. Nice. Against Golden State. We were up in the upper level. Because it's a premium game. So the Kings overcharge for it.
Oh.
And
I was downstairs.
Yeah, Kareem was downstairs because he's a baller. He's a baller. It was Bollywood night.
Yes.
I need to ask what your opinion was of the halftime show. The halftime show.
Did not pay much attention to the halftime show. We went to get food before halftime, and then I think we walked in. Oh, wait a second. Are you talking about the dancers? Or,
oh, I'm talking about what's his name and Nani.
Yeah, no.
What?
It was Bollywood night, Jason. So they had international recording star guy you've never heard of, who started to rap sing his song, and then he introduced his good friend Nani.
Yeah.
Who then came out and also sort of sang, and they danced. And
yeah, so I got lucky. So we went and got dinner. We got food during the second quarter, and then she wanted to go look at the in the store.
Oh, okay.
So we were in the store when all of that was going on, and then when we came back out, they were.
You know what's crazy is that guy right there, though.
Finishing up.
That guy probably is watched by more people than any one of the stars.
Yeah, here's the thing, though.
Oh,
they like to say that.
Yeah.
They go, oh, my God, he's from India. And you know how many people are in India? Yeah, you know how many people are in the United States? They don't all listen to this show.
Yeah. and they broadcast the game in India.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the other interesting thing.
That's cool.
Good game. They set a new NBA record for most three-pointers made in a game.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So did the Kings win?
They did not.
No, they did not.
They did not. It was a very close game. They were in it until the last minute.
Yeah.
Another moral victory for the Kings.
Yeah.
They're leading the league in moral victories right now.
Really?
Yep.
They hit 41 threes. Golden State hit 21. The Kings hit 20.
Yeah.
Wow.
If they combine for 11, you win a spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich. Mm. Next business day. And then they, of course, kept saying, and this is Saturday night, everybody go get your free Chick-fil-A sandwich tomorrow. And I'm in the upper deck going, yeah, everybody, go Chick-fil-A tomorrow. See you all there.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
There's 1,000 people that just went to Chick-fil-A the next day not having any idea what they were in.
You know
for.
What they are? They were all the fucking Warriors fans because fuck them.
Yeah.
Except for my father-in-law.
I blame the coach for that loss.
I mean, there were decisions. The decisions that were made were poor at times. Pulling Buddy Hield when he was on fire.
Well, and that time, but then when he put Bielitsa back in, when they had Justin Jackson, they just hit a basket to
when Justin, they took out both Justin Jackson and Buddy Hield when they were both on fire.
Yes.
And we got a lot of Ben McLemore.
Yeah, so
I would have rather had McLemore instead of Ben McLemore at that point.
Yeah.
Because at least he could have kept the beats.
Yeah. It was like, why did you... he sent Bielitsa to the table, and the Kings had scored like two baskets in a row. So it was like, why don't you just pull him back to the bench?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, like he's at the table, you don't have to put him back in. Like, they're on a roll right now. Send his ass back to the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah, it was some interesting things
and
like
Draymond
that.
Draymond Green was abusing him all night.
Yeah, Draymond Green was interesting because he hit a three, which he doesn't do a lot of.
He used to do that all the time.
He hasn't done it that much lately.
Yeah,
here's what I know. They finally called Stephon Curry for traveling.
Yeah.
Stephon Curry travels more than a railroad hobo.
Yes.
All the time. Yeah. Motherfucker travels all the time and never gets called.
Yeah.
And they were calling it on Yogi Ferrell. Yogi Ferrell could not catch a break.
No.
I know, this is really scintillating stuff. Yogi was getting fucked is what was happening.
Oh man, what about Boo Boo?
Here's my hot take on Steph Curry and why he's not that great.
Uh-oh.
If you have to run through two screens to get to your open jumper, you're not that fucking great.
Yeah, because you're not getting a shot on your own.
At all. Yeah. By the way, if I got to run through two screens, I could probably hit a few shots too.
Yeah.
If you just screened off my man two different times, yeah, I'd probably do all right.
Yeah. They were killing Yogi. And then Kevin Durant, oh my God. I don't even know if you saw that, but in another game last week, he stepped out of bounds 3 times and the referee didn't call it.
You know, I did not. I did see his shoe come flying off.
Yeah. He stepped on the line. He was in the yellow.
Yeah. Well, it's, hey, he gets those calls.
Yeah.
He gets those calls. All right. So enough NBA talk. It's time to talk about Bird Box. It's the Netflix movie that everybody was talking about. And let me just save you a little time. If you haven't seen it, it's terrible. Here is the spoiler for the movie Bird Box. There are these monsters that you never see, that you can't really see. And they're wreaking havoc and making people insane in Europe, in Russia mostly. And you see, they're seeing it on TV, and it's like, oh, but that's way over there. Won't happen here. Ha ha. Then all of a sudden it comes here. Who knows? Did it take an Alaska Air flight? We don't know. It just showed up. Mm-hmm. And then people who opened their eyes and saw it went crazy and started killing themselves, but not all of them. The people in the mental institutions who saw them did nothing but smile and talk about how beautiful they were and try and pry other people's eyes open to see them. The movie bounces back and forth between current day and 5 years ago when this all happened. At this point, Sandra Bullock and 2 children are going down the river in a boat, blindfolded. Why? Well, that's the only way you can be outside, because if you're blindfolded, you can't accidentally look at the monster and it can't hurt you. Ah? Ah? Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a plan.
Anyway, at a certain point, they get off on the side of the river. One of the crazy people is wading out into the river trying to get them to open their eyes. They end up on the shore. She goes off. She's attaching like a fishing reel to her belt, wandering off. And the 2 kids who've been together since birth, who were born in the same house of her and this other lady who had her eyes pried open by a crazy person and then jumped out of the window to her death. The kids wandered apart right after she said, don't move, don't do anything, don't take your blindfold off or you'll die. So, of course, the little girl wanders off. Because why wouldn't she? It's not like you've been training her for this since birth. Birth. So they finally get down river to this place. They have to go through the rapids.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Where they capsize the boat. But she has this terrible dilemma. Somebody has to take their blindfold off to see through the rapids so that they can guide them. And the little boy says he will, but that's her child. And she says, I get to decide who looks. And the little girl's like, I will. Because she's not her little girl. She's somebody else. Oh, by the way, she never named them. Their names are boy and girl.
What?
Exactly. Let me tell you this, Kareem. She was with a black man for 4 of those years, and he never said, listen, bitch, you need to give him a name.
Wow.
Right? Anyway, so finally they get to this miraculous place where they'll all be saved. This is a great synopsis because I'm saving you 2 hours.
Okay.
They get there. They find their way there. They knock on the door. The people open the thing up. They make sure they're okay. They pull them in. They hold them down while they look at their eyes to make sure that there's nothing wrong with their eyes. It's a school for the blind. Now, okay, so they're in the school for the blind where they're all safe. And there's birds there. See, the birds know when the monsters come. So they make noise. They go, bah! So the birds let the people know when the monsters are nearby. Now, there's a big open area over the top of the courtyard, but there's birds in there. So that's great, right? But the blind people can't be affected by the monsters because they can't see them. However, these monsters don't hold a shape. They can clearly go wherever because they're blown like the wind. We don't know where they come from. We don't know what their reasoning is. We don't know anything about these monsters. By the way, this was a novel.
Wow.
This was a novel. And the only thing more baffling than this, there's 2 things. One, that people were watching this on Netflix and going, oh my God, this is great. Because Sandra Bullock was in it. Irma Good. There you go. There she is in her fucking blindfold and her puffy jacket. Anyway. So they're there. They're safe. Ha ha ha. And all's well with the world. In the novel, spoiler alert, in the novel, everybody in the school for the blind, you know how they keep themselves safe? They gouge their eyes out, Kareem.
Ooh.
Exactly. Because they don't trust the fucking birds to warn them of the monsters so they can put their blindfolds back on. They gouge their eyes out to be safe. Isn't this a great movie to watch over Christmas break on Netflix?
No, I'm glad I didn't see this shit.
So, here's the other thing that's more ridiculous than anybody liking that pile of burning rubbish. Netflix has had to warn people not to do the Bird Box Challenge. What is the Bird Box Challenge, you ask? It requires people to film themselves doing mundane tasks while blindfolded.
So they don't get sued. Because you're a dumbass.
Exactly. That you liked this movie so much that you felt the need to film yourself doing things blindfolded. By the way, the only time they blindfolded themselves is when they went outside. They just put covering over windows. When they were inside. You know, so a nice opaque sheet of paper will do the trick.
Here's the thing.
Some blackout blinds, Jason. You are safe from any monster.
It's one of the things that I like. Well, I'm sure we'll eventually get past it and understand, like, the people that do this type of these challenges are just stupid. Because, like, there's this one, there was the you know, the one where people were getting outside of their cars while I was driving and, like, dancing to, like, there's a Tide Pod challenge. Like, there's all the, and, like, everybody blames millennials and say they're all stupid and stuff like that. But I think that what it is there's always been these stupid people that do these stupid things.
They just didn't have the platform.
And now stupid people have a platform where other people can, like, think that society is ending because people are being so stupid. But really, it only represents, like, 0.0005% of the population.
Look, I don't care about the Bird Box Challenge.
Yeah, who fucking cares, man?
I'm more upset that people like this steaming pile of feces.
I didn't even watch it because you know why?
Because of the meme that I showed of a dumpster floating in floodwaters on fire?
I didn't because I don't like the fucking idea. Like,
it's a terrible idea.
I don't want to watch somebody that has to be blindfolded.
And it's, like, that's, like, and it's executed so poorly.
Here's the thing. Somebody said this the other day on their Facebook, and I appreciate what it was. It's like, I shouldn't shit on somebody else's art. They completed a movie, so there's some type of value in that, and they produced something of some type of artistic value.
Listen, Jason, this is a podcast. We judge here. This is where we judge. This is where we judge. This is a safe space for judging.
Artistic value, my ass.
Look. You can like terrible things. There are things that I like that are, by any objective measure, not good. But I enjoy them. But here's the thing. I can sit here and go, I know that's not really great stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I know this is not for most people, but I don't care. I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
Why can't people can't do that? They have to go, no, I like it, so it's good. No. Yeah. No.
But that's where we are, is everybody wants everybody to approve everything that they do.
Yeah, I don't care if you approve of my shit. Yeah. And by the way, if you're expecting me to approve of all of the nonsense that you're putting out there, like, oh, I loved the Bird Box, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. And if you can't handle that I call the Bird Box a burning dumpster fire floating down a river, because that's what it is. If you cannot handle that, then I think you might be a little too tightly wound into this Netflix movie.
Did anybody get upset with your...
Probably.
did you just post shit and then just like hit like unfollow?
Like, no. <your own? laughs> Oh, no. I did not unfollow. I basically, people, when there was a thread of people talking about it, I would post the animated GIF of the flaming dumpster floating in floodwaters.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it was. Oh, it was the perfect GIF.
That's too bad.
For that perfect moment.
I'm glad Netflix does some stuff that's good, I guess.
And if you enjoyed it, that's great.
Right, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, don't film yourself doing the Bird Box Challenge.
Like, unless you're like part of like a sketch comedy group, yeah, don't try that.
So the Golden Globes were Sunday. A lot of people upset that the Bohemian Rhapsody one. Some people who, a lot of people who didn't see it were upset about it.
I didn't hear many good reviews of it.
It was fantastic. Oh, yeah. Bohemian Rhapsody was a fantastic film.
Yeah.
I read a lot of really good reviews about Bohemian Rhapsody as well. And some of my friends who are huge Queen fans absolutely loved it. Now, it's not a documentary.
Yeah.
It's a dramatic film. They move some things around in terms of the timeline.
Yeah.
They move some things around in terms of being able to tell the story. And here's the people that are upset on Twitter, they were upset because the guy who started directing the film has been accused of rape by 17-year-old boys multiple times. He was fired midway through the film.
Yeah.
But when it won a Golden Globe, he was tweeting thanking people for the recognition. So people got upset about that. But aside from all that, Rami Malek won the Golden Globe for Best Actor. Bohemian Rhapsody won the Golden Globe for Best Dramatic Film. Was it better than A Star Is Born? I don't necessarily think so. I thought A Star Is Born had all of the feels.
Yeah, it did.
And I didn't see The Green Book. I didn't see some of the other films. So I don't know. Maybe they didn't. But I've got a couple of things that are highlights from the Globes that I thought were interesting. Christian Bale won Best Actor, Musical or Comedy. And he, you know, you thank a lot of people. Well, he thanked some interesting folks and sort of expounded on his role of Dick Cheney.
Thank you to that geezer over there, Adam. He said, I've got to find somebody who can be absolutely charisma free. And reviled by everybody, so he went, that's got to be Bale in it, you know. Thank you, and for all the competition, I will be cornering the market on Charisma Free. So, what do you think? Mitch McConnell next? That could be good, couldn't it? Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration on how to play this role. I've got to look at this table and say thanks to everybody here. Megan, oh my God, thank you so much. We've made a couple of really brilliant, fine movies. Thank you for being such a film lover. Amy, to Steve, to Sam, all of the other actors on this, to Dee Dee, to Jeremy and Brad, to Waxman and Madeloff. And please, Greg Hannum and Chris Gallagher, the prosthetics and makeup people on this. If they hadn't done their job absolutely brilliantly, I wouldn't be here. No one would give a crap about it at all. I share this with you, gentlemen, and all the crew as well. Thank you so, so very much. Am I missing anything, darling? I feel like I should... Who? Say again? Oh, I can't hear. There's got to be other people I'm missing here as well.
So there's drinking at the Golden Globes.
Oh. Yeah.
His real voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard him out of character on anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that time when he was yelling at people on set.
That movie was excellent.
Yeah, that's one that's on the list that we need to get out and see. Jeff Bridges got the Cecil B. DeMille Award. And just at the point where we're thinking of fast forwarding, he mentioned something. He started to talk about something that I said, this might be profound. And I made Leslie go back and take a listen.
It's Bucky Fuller. And Bucky, you know, he's most famous for the geodesic dome, but he made a great observation about these ocean-going tankers. And he noticed that the engineers were particularly challenged by how to turn this thing. You know, they got this big rudder. It took too much energy to turn the rudder to turn the ship. So they came up with a brilliant idea. Let's put a little rudder on the big rudder. The little rudder will turn the big rudder. The big rudder will turn the ship. That little rudder is called a trim tab. And Bucky made the analogy that trim tab is an example of how the individual is connected to society. And how.
So that's the point Leslie starts to fast forward. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I think we're on the cusp of something profound. So we rewound back.
We affect society. And I think I like to think of myself as a trim tab. And all of us are trim tabs. We may seem like, you know, we're not up to the task, but we are, man. We're alive. We can make a difference. We can turn this ship in the way we want to go, man. Towards love, creating a healthy planet for all of us. So I want to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press for tagging me. And I wanted to tag you all. You're all trim tabs. Boom, tag, you're in it.
You're all trim tabs, everybody. I was right. Something profound.
Trim tab.
Be a trim tab. Be part of the change. Also this weekend, the NFL playoffs kicked off. And, let me ask you this, Kareem. Did you see Antonio Brown as the first unmasked masked singer on the Fox show?
I did see that.
Wait, what?
So there's a new show on Fox called The Masked Singer.
I thought I saw this. I thought this was satire.
No, it's real. It's real. It's real. I can't say too much. I can't say too much about it. Leslie really liked it. I heard it described as an hour that will make you dumber. The panel of judges includes Robin Thicke, Jenny McCarthy. I forget who the others
Nicole
are.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Yes, Nicole Scherzinger.
And I can't remember who the last one.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
And Nick Cannon is those.
Nick Cannon and his crazy hair are those. So these people who have some sort of celebrity dress up in these get-ups as an animal with a mask. And they come out and sing, and they have head-to-head challenges. And the loser goes into the bracket where the judges then vote which one gets to stay. And the one that doesn't get to stay has to be unmasked. So the hippo was unmasked. And the hippo, they have to also guess who it might be.
Yeah.
And they were guessing Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
They were guessing Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
I forget who the other person they were guessing, but there was the Giants wide receiver.
Victor Cruz.
No, the other one.
Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham Jr. So yeah, it's set your DVR.
No, I don't even want to let Chris know about this show.
I mean,
show.
They weren't bad singers. No one was a bad singer. So no, it's not like they're bad.
Yeah.
They're all talented. So they've all got talent. They've all got some notoriety, but only one person was revealed who they are. The others will continue.
I see.
The others will continue. And sometime we'll find out who that is.
I'm pretty sure I probably could convince Chris not to watch it just because Jenny McCarthy's part of it.
Yeah, like, and she doesn't shut up. That's the most annoying thing. The judges are trying to guess who the person is, and they're just talking over the singing.
Yeah.
So it's really annoying. It's really annoying.
Can't handle her. Like, thousands of deaths. Mm-hmm. Thousands of deaths that mm-hmm. she's caused.
There's that. speaking of
you don't get to go back on TV after that. Who the fuck?
Apparently you can.
Oh my gosh, man. She does not need a platform ever again.
Yeah, unless you're going to push her off of it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Bears did what the Bears do, let down their fans in spectacular fashion. And we've got the call on Eagles and Espanol. This is the best call of the kick that did not make it.
La temporada está en el pie de Cody Parkey. 43 yardas. El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló. Oh. No, señor. Los Eagles se van con la victoria. ¡Ay, papá! No, señor. No, señor. Chicago. Nos vamos para New Orleans. Philadelphia gana.
Yes, man. Oh, can you send me the link to that? I need to make that my like ring to know. That's fucking dope.
It's you have it in the show prep, my friend. That was amazing.
And the kick was actually blocked.
It was. And the here's the thing. Anybody shitting on Cody Parkey can fuck off. Dude stood in front of his locker, took all the questions, took all the blame when someone did not block the way they should have.
Yeah. And nobody knew that the kick was blocked at the time that it.
Here's the thing. He did what a man does.
Yeah.
And anybody who has a criticism for him, they can line up right in front of me so I can tell them personally, fuck off. Exactly.
I concur.
All right. So.
No, senor. No, senor. No, senor. No, senor.
I was yelling that at Facebook on December 30th when I saw Kareem posting. And I quote, people wanting better for you is not them judging you. Now, this is a safe space because podcasts are for judging. Mm-hmm. Jason, is that judging?
What was the exact term?
People wanting better for you is not them judging you.
Wow.
Is that, in fact, judging?
Mm-hmm. Hey, now I'm judging.
So wait. So when you were a drunk, and your folks wanted you to not be a drunk, and wanted you to be able to take care of yourself, and not get DUIs and that kind of shit, they were judging you.
Yeah, they were.
But
they were wrong. You can be judging somebody and be right.
Right, no, but yeah, I mean, because like, first of all, if somebody is saying that they want better for you, they're judging that you don't think it's better for you enough right now, you know, right? So that's judging, because if I think everything's fine, also, you got my family dead wrong. Like, they thought I was, like, not that bad off. But that's like they thought I was like, when I said I wasn't going to drink anymore, the thing that my father said to me was, you'll be the first Casey that does that.
Yeah.
that's the type of reception that I got, you know, as far as like, but you know, I mean, I know that when you hear that, all you're going to hear is judgment.
Yeah. Of course, look, that's because you want to be doing the fucked up shit that you're doing. That's what that is.
Well, and here's the thing. You threw out a giant vague book pose, too.
No, because...
Well, no. I understand the person you meant it for.
No. Because you guys always say that, and then all the other people who understand what I'm talking about always understand what I'm talking about.
I don't know. Here's the first comment. The mere concept of better requires a judgment, as only the speaker knows what is better according to their own moral and ethical system. Second comment, a couple of 100%. And then third comment, better on whose terms, though? Then you clarified, that's not the implication at all, wanting someone to be safe, healthy, and able to take care of themselves. I will not support fuckery in the disguise of self-discovery. That's not support, that is enabling.
And as a parent, when your daughter gets old enough, there are three things those are the three things that you're going to want for your daughter. Because there's going to become a time where you're not going to care about the shit that whatever she decides to do. The thing that you're going to care about most of those three things, that's it. And what we were talking about before, this is where we are, is where we want people to say that me either not doing anything or doing fucked up shit is okay, or I want you to say that it's okay, or join in on that.
So, I mean, like, the thing is, so what are the three things? What are the three things?
They want you to be safe. Mm-hmm. They want you to be healthy. And they want you to be able to take care of yourself. That's
okay.
It.
All right. So, I mean, safe, health. I mean, those aren't bad things. Like, those are all positive things. So, like, yeah, you want that for, you should want that for your friends. You should want that for anybody that you care about, right?
Exactly.
And so, by the way, you can be right and still be judging.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be absolutely right in your judgment and correct in your assessment.
Yeah. But to the person that it's happening to, I mean, because unless you're providing support to the person, if you're providing support to the person, then you have a reason to make a judgment heavy-handed as you might need. Like, that's the thing. Is if you're a parent, you're all about judging. I have no problem telling my kid, yeah, I am judging you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to tell my kid.
As a podcast host, I have no problem telling anybody, I'm judging you.
Right.
That's what we do here.
But I mean, like, so, like, I guess I'm not, I don't think that there's a.
Because Go ahead.
I don't think that there's like, but I get what you're saying though. I mean, like, but when you're in that mindset though, like when you're already a part of fuckery, when right. you're already in the fuckery, somebody's saying that they want better for you, like, you know, like they don't give a fuck. They're in their fuckery. When you're in the fuckery, like exactly. there's nothing anybody can say. There's no, so it's like, it's like, I mean, the only reason my mom is around is because my brother wasn't like, I've had enough fuckery. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I had already, I'm 10 years older almost, so I've had it that much longer. So mm-hmm. I've already fed up more, like, I don't, whatever, man.
Yeah.
But he went out and found her because he's, you know what I mean? Like, so like I guess, like, that fuckery, like, when you're in that fuckery, like, you're gonna be, you're nothing anybody's gonna say. It, like, so, but anyhow, well, I agree with the first post though.
And, and also the one of the reasons is you had already dealt with your addiction,
yeah,
and you were in a safe place.
Yeah,
going out to find someone who was not and could have been very detrimental to your well-being,
right? Yeah. And that they don't want, and like, if they don't want to, like, I'm not gonna, I have barely enough, especially right now, barely enough in me to stay sane in the first place.
Is it because, like, of the second child on
yes,
the way?
Yeah, yeah. It has everything to do with that. No. but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. it's like, I mean, I don't, and at that time, like, that's what I was, I just had a kid.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, like, no, man. Like, I'm not risking my health and my sanity and my...
And your family.
And my family yeah. for any fuckery.
Yeah, and you're right. When they're in the fuckery, they want to be in the fuckery and not. But the thing is this: if you want to be in the fuckery, and it's just you dealing with being in the fuckery, that's cool,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But the people that are in the fuckery tend to do shit that brings up that fuckery that they want other people to support. And that's where I have an issue, because I've done some fuckery myself.
That's the show title, by the way.
But
in the fuckery,
yeah.
I remember those 10 years ago. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But I was the only person affected by it.
Yeah,
you know, like,
no, I mean, that, yeah. When I was in my fuckery, I was the only one that was.
Yeah.
That was by, you know, yeah. when I woke when up with a black eye or like nearly broken.
But when you're doing fuckery that includes or will be result on other people having to carry a load for you,
mm-hmm.
then that's a different, you know,
that's tough.
That's yeah.
That's when it's okay to judge.
Yeah.
Like, I never said it wasn't okay to judge.
I was just
judging the fact that you were judging.
Yeah.
If you didn't catch that irony.
Yeah. It was like,
we both.
It was like, wait right? a minute. Like I said, look,
we're ganging up on you to judge.
Like I said, you can do whatever you want if you're the person that it affects.
Yeah.
But when you do shit there where you're going to bring, other people's station in life and what, you know, what they have going on.
Yeah, don't take your fuckery. Bring your fuckery around my house. Like, keep your fuckery out of my sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Broham.
And then call and expect me to be happy about your fuckery. No.
But how could they even call? Like, we might have different terms of fuckery.
it's true.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not necessarily fuckery, but it's kind of like, do you understand that your decision affects at least 10 other people?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, since we're talking about fuckery, let's...
Florida.
Oh.
Land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
I mentioned in the open of the show there was a lot of stuff dealing with food and fast food in Florida. Let's get right into it now, shall we? Customers battered pair of McDonald's workers. Customers seen in a viral video accosting a female McDonald's employee allegedly kicked a second worker in the stomach as he was being escorted out of the Florida restaurant on New Year's Eve, according to police who arrested him on a pair of battery charges. That was the apparently over straws.
Oh, that's the guy that got his ass whooped by the McDonald's worker.
Daniel Taylor, 40, was in the St. Petersburg restaurant around 7 p.m. when he reached across the front counter and grabbed worker Yasmin James by the collar and jerked her forward. The video of the incident's been seen all over the place. Shows James punching Taylor in an attempt to loosen his grip. After letting go of James, Taylor snaps his fingers at a McDonald's manager and says, "Excuse me, sir, give me a refund."
She fucked him up. You can't be grabbing. You can't be grabbing on black women. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, or anybody. Yeah, he had some marks on him when he got to jail. He's got the big wide eyes, though.
No. You can't grab on a black woman and expect not to get your ass whooped.
That was bad times. He's arrested on two misdemeanor battery counts and booked into the Pinellas County Jail. He remains locked up in lieu of $1,000 bond. So.
Man, fuck that guy.
Yep.
That chick beat his ass.
Meanwhile, on January 4th, a Florida man was arrested after allegedly plastering his father's face with pizza. An attack prompted by the accused man being mad at his dad helped give birth to him.
Wait, what?
This is in quotes, being mad at his dad helped give birth to him. His dad apparently helped birth him. But this is a grown man. When police arrived at the residence in a Tampa suburb, they encountered Robert Houston outside the home. Houston's 33, put his hands behind his back and said he knew he was going to jail. Asked why he should be locked up, Houston said he threw pizza at his dad's face, striking him with it due to him being mad that his dad helped give birth to him. In an interview, the 64-year-old victim told the county sheriff's office that his son had been on the front porch waiting for pizza before the attack. After the food was delivered, Houston shoved the pizza in his face as he pinned him to the chair. Cops noted the pizza sauce was on the victim's chair and chunks of cheese and sauce were all over the area. The victim's account of the pizza battery was corroborated by two other family members. Charged with domestic battery, he's being held in the county jail.
I feel sorry for that guy.
Also on, which one, though?
That guy had to have a mental break somehow. Like, you don't just, like, he helped give birth to me. I'm throwing pizza in his face.
Same day, different part of Florida.
Of course.
A woman in Palm Beach County was arrested after allegedly assaulting her parents when they refused to take her to an Outback restaurant. Deanna Seltzer, who's 28, was charged with aggravated battery on a person 65 or older. An aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. The victim's mother told police that Seltzer asked to go to Outback when the mother said no. She became enraged and began punching her chest and arms. When the dad tried to break up the fight, she began assaulting him. He received scratches to his face and upper body.
Wow.
Officers then said that Seltzer began running around the home, flipped over a large glass table, recliners, and other pieces of furniture, then ripped a 12-inch decorative knife off the wall. By the way, if you've got a 12-inch decorative knife on the wall, you'll probably live in Florida.
Yes.
And ran toward her father while screaming, "I'm going to fucking kill you." He was able to grab her arm and wrestle the decorative knife away from her. Police arrived on the scene and then set up a perimeter around the home. She eventually ran outside and was taken into custody.
Oh, God.
Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house. All right. Sorry. I could not resist that one. So that's Florida Corner. Let's see. How much? Nice. Where are we in the show? Hold on. Okay, good. We'll talk about R. Kelly next show. Mm-hmm. We got some R. Kelly news. There apparently was some R. Kelly stuff going on I didn't know about. Kareem posted about it a little bit, but it was vague. And then I found some more R. Kelly stuff. He is working to expose the liars now. We'll get into that all on Friday.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, that's what you do. You work to expose the liars. And, you know, rather than just go, yeah, that was me. And now let's wrap it up.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, before we get into all of this, I want to remind everybody that if you didn't get what you were wanting for Christmas, or, you know, it's just the new year, new you, you want to get something nice for yourself, well, you've got a couple of options. There's the Shop Amazon and the Shop Target tabs at the top of NateDarlingShow.com.
That's right.
Heed either one. Help support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. With Amazon, get it shipped to yourself for free or pick it up in an Amazon locker. Target, you can have it shipped. So orders over $35 are free shipping, or you can pick it up in store for free.
Boom.
Either pick it up at a store that has it or have it shipped to a store. So the choice is yours, and either way, I help support the show, and thank you in advance. All right, let's get right into it now. It's small town news from Plattsburgh, New York.
Okay.
Made famous in the miniseries Escape from Dannemora, which goes robbed, other than Patricia Arquette winning Golden Globe, robbed otherwise. The governor is going to legalize pot. Watch highways, deaths skyrocket, welfare explode, medical will be overwhelmed. Upstate has to pay for NYC subway. Unsafe Act 2 will further punish honest citizens in violation of U.S. Constitution. And it is weather that is the reason residents leave. Yeah, right. Also, they spelled weather as in the atmospheric conditions.
Yep.
Not weather.
Definitely weather. Want that guy deciding laws.
Weather. By the way, there aren't enough people upstate to pay for stuff in New York City. Just FYI.
FYI.
It just doesn't
happen.
It doesn't work that way. It's just a
you're barely paying for your own roads.
It's just sheer population is what I'm saying.
You're barely paying for your own roads. FYI. Oh my gosh. Where do they think the tax revenue comes from?
They think they pay it all. Also, by the way, legalizing pot does not skyrocket highway deaths, explode welfare, or make medical overwhelmed, whatever that means.
Yeah.
If I could have one wish for the new year, it would be for the mayor and councilors to change their focus. It seems like we've been talking about downtown Plattsburgh and its revitalization for 2 decades. That is true. Throwing good money after bad at it. How about concentrating and focus on the rest of the city and its residents? Make Plattsburgh the best place to live. I know I'll hear the clap back as we are paving roads, except those roads all lead to downtown. There are side streets that need immediate attention. Veterans Lane is finally done. Who did it benefit? Commerce.
Oh my God.
Cutting city departments may have saved money, but none was used to lower taxes. Now we have money to buy buildings for a parking lot? It's time to add services, not take them away.
So, I mean, what happens? We have commerce. What happens? Like, do people pay taxes because if they make purchases?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, they do. That's
the only commerce I know is the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills, of Milburn Drysdale.
Yeah.
And no, the Beverly Hillbillies. And you know who's that was for? For the millionaires.
For the millionaires. Yeah. That's... The benefit is commerce, yes, which makes tax money, which gives you more money to build roads. But that's cool. Don't worry about that.
As Americans, we are a whiny, spoiled bunch. The other day, I heard someone complaining that their cell phone was missing for 10 minutes. I constantly hear how someone's feelings got hurt on social media. Really, people? There are kids in some South American countries living out of the garbage dumps. I think we have it pretty good here, so go get a reality check and grow up. By the way, put your cell phones down for a while and smile at someone. There's life beyond social media. Okay.
Says the person posting something on the
They wrote to the paper.
No, I mean,
not social media.
But that was like 50 years ago, that was social media.
That's true. That's absolutely true. And by the way, a cell phone's $1,000. I'm nervous if I don't know where it is for 10 minutes,
yeah.
Too. I have a suggestion for the people who want open borders and allow illegal immigrants into the country.
Oh my gosh.
You can welcome them into your homes where they can live and you can pay for their insurances, their schooling, and all other expenses one would incur. So to all you liberals out there, step up and open your homes! No, sir, no one wants open borders.
No one.
That's a lie that you're being told.
Have you ever been to the Tijuana-San Diego border? Have you ever been to the El Paso? Like, have you ever been like where the borders, the Juarez port? Like, all of them have huge fences that go span for quite a while.
But by the way, try running the border at Champlain, New York sometime. See what happens to you.
Well, the crazy thing is all of the shit that they complain about, the illegal shit that comes in, it's all coming in through the border, not through the entry points.
Right. Yeah. No, it's all coming in over the border.
Yeah. And it's not coming through to the places where you don't have a wall. It's coming through the places where you people are looking, that people are being paid off to look the other way.
And finally, the media just doesn't understand that their bias against this president is only going to lead to him being reelected. I did not vote for Trump, but I will next time, because millions of people like myself can see the unfair way this president is being treated, and we don't like it. So keep up your attacks, and your worst nightmare will come true with 4 more years of Trump. Most fair-thinking Americans do not like the media trying to influence an election. What about the Russians? How do you feel about that?
You cool with that?
You cool with that?
You cool with it?
You cool with that?
You like it?
You remember the Cold War?
You like it, huh?
Yeah.
You like the Reddies?
Uh-huh.
You like the commies?
Uh-huh. Did you fall in love with them because of the Americans? Because that was a cool show, and you're like, oh, the Russians aren't that bad.
They're not that bad.
Yeah, was it that song, I Hope the Russians Love Their Children Too? Are you falling in line with Sting's fucking propaganda?
Did you not see Rocky IV?
Mm-hmm.
Did you not see Rocky IV?
Yeah. Do you know what happened to Apollo Creed?
He fucking died.
He died.
He died.
He died.
He died.
Because you people didn't take Russia seriously.
Did you see Superman 3?
I did, but it was a while ago.
Commies.
All of them.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what it used to be called? Before they became Russia, which sounds nice.
The Soviet Union?
It was actually United States of the Soviet...
The Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
There you go. Yeah, USSR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was CCP on their hockey jerseys.
There you go.
Still.
Yeah.
Isn't a different thing. Hey, by the way, so I mentioned all those movies. Hey, did you see the President of the United States parroting Russian bullshit the other day, talking about how the Russians went into Afghanistan and why?
He is...
How about that? How about that being a fucking issue?
How could you...
Oh, he was unfairly treated. He is repeating Russian propaganda while sitting in the fucking White House. He's the President of the United States. How about that, motherfucker? And if you're stupid enough to not vote for him before, but vote for him next time because you think he was treated unfairly, motherfucker is spouting Russian propaganda from the White House.
Russian propaganda.
Yeah.
Like, straight up out of their history books.
Straight up. I suggest you go watch Rocky 1, 2, 3, and 4. You don't get 5, motherfucker. And don't even think about watching Creed.
You cannot watch Creed. No.
No.
You do not get to watch Creed.
We are now judging you. By the way, you're probably going to die before 2020 because you're old and bitter.
Yes. And the world will be better for it.
Mm-hmm. You know what's going to happen? This guy's asshole is going to slam shut so tight from his puckering that he's just not going to be able to shit, and it's going to impact him from the bottom up.
Sounds like a snowflake.
Mm-hmm. It does. Well, that's a fun way to end the show. Hey, next time we'll talk about R. Kelly and his fight to expose the liars. See you Friday. Bye.